Today is the last day for United Auto Workers to vote for a new contract with Ford. The new deal would mean nearly 6,000 new jobs in the U.S. Ford and the UAW both say it's a good deal for the company and its union employees. But NPR's Sonari Glinton reports many workers remain unconvinced.
On Chicago's south side is Ford's Chicago Assembly Plant. And in its 87 years, it's made an array of Fords, from the Model A to the Model T to the latest Ford Taurus. Now, you should know I worked there for 3 summers when I was in college 15 years ago. I went there recently to talk to workers about how they feel about the proposed union contract.
I don't really like it. I voted no, so I don't really think it's fair for what they're offering us and what they've taken away from us.
Orlando Mendoza has worked at Ford for 19 years.
They take away our cost of living, and they don't want to give us any raises. And, you know, everybody's inflation is 4% a year, and we're not even getting anything compared to that. So we're actually making less now than we did 5-10 years ago.
The contract doesn't bring back cost of living adjustments. Essentially, instead of fixed pay raises, veteran workers get bonuses and profit sharing. It raises Ford's labor costs by only about 1%. John Weems also works at Chicago Assembly and voted no also.
The thing is, we haven't had a raise in 6 years. So, you know, what does it end? Ford is making money hand over fist. And we can't, these people trying to make a living. I mean, I'm at the high scale, but I've been here 44 years, so.
There are two pay scales, one for workers like Mendoza and Weems. New workers will see their pay go up about $3.50 an hour, still far less than veteran workers.
I personally had to vote for me.
Angelique Keys voted for the contract. She started at Ford a few months ago. Keys says the contract isn't perfect, but
I couldn't vote for what everybody else was saying. That was my point of view. I've been out of work for 2 years. I want to continue to work. That's it, and that's all for me. I just want to keep working.
Union leaders are busy trying to persuade workers to say yes, and they wouldn't make themselves available for comment until the totals are in. Ford released a statement calling the agreement fair to its employees, and a Ford spokeswoman pointed out the tide is turning towards ratification. But why this discontent?
I think this time expectations, especially at Ford, were very high.
Kristen Dietschik is an analyst with the Center for Automotive Research. She says workers make concessions when times were bad and expected to get them back.
There's a lot of virtue, I guess, or perceived virtue in being the company that did not take a government bailout and did not go through bankruptcy.
Dietschik says that virtue came at a price. Despite the company's profitability now, it has a lot of debt, and things have fundamentally changed in the car business.
There's a Bruce Springsteen line, those jobs are gone and they ain't coming back. But they're gone, and it's going to take a really long time to get back to the industry that we had just, you know, 5 or 6 years ago.
Dietschik says a healthy amount of discontent could mean one side didn't pull a fast one on the other. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
This is NPR News.